Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, December 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., NYSTX, 3Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on OS Therapies, Inc. OSTX, highlighting key advancements in 3Q25. The company achieved a two-year overall survival rate of 75% for OSTHER2, surpassing historical controls. They are now preparing for US/ex-US filings with UK MHRA and FDA submissions expected by year-end. Additionally, OS Animal Health is set to become a standalone public company in 1H26. Regulatory progress includes FDA alignment on safety requirements and EMA support for conditional approval based on Phase 2b trial data. Financially, OS Therapies reported a net loss of $6.9 million for 3Q25, with cash and equivalents at $1.9. Valuation models project a range of $5.59 to $7.58 for OSTX, emphasizing the potential for re-ratings as new information emerges.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Cingulate Inc., CING, 3Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Cingulate Inc. for the third quarter of 2025. Cingulate's progress with CTX-1301 for ADHD includes FDA acceptance of the NDA, positive Phase 3 data, and a commercial supply agreement. The company is preparing for a potential 2026 launch pending FDA approval. Their pipeline includes CTX-1302 and CTX-2103 for other indications. Financially, Cing had $6.1 million in cash with increased R&D and G&A expenses. A $6.9 million promissory note extends cash runway. Management changes include Brian Downey as Chief Commercial Officer. Valuation ranges from $15.29 to $31.50 with a midpoint of $21.86.
BioUtah announces Aaron Berry as new board chair, welcomes new board appointments. BioUtah, Utah's trade association serving the state's life sciences community, announced Aaron Berry, Vice President of Government Affairs for Merit Medical Systems, as the new board chair, and Andrew Hemmert, PhD, Senior Vice President of Molecular Research and Development for BioMerU, as the new vice chair, effective January 1, 2026. Ms. Berry succeeds Mark Paul, Executive Director of the Center for Medical Innovation at the University of Utah. Three new members have been appointed to the board: Jim Fitzgerald, CEO of ATL Technology; Tracy George, MD, Chief Scientific Officer and President, Innovation Business Unit, AirUp Laboratories; and Chris Lowe, CEO of Nusano. The board thanks outgoing members Jay Muse, Michael Olson, and Miles Greenberg for their dedicated service. United Health Products provides corporate update. United Health Products, Inc. provided a status update on its discussions with the FDA regarding a warning letter issued in March 2025. The company submitted a response addressing violations and completed a post-audit of clinical trial data. FDA evaluated the response, requested additional information, and commented on plans for a new study. UHP disputes some findings and aims to resolve them in a conference before year-end. The company completed preclinical studies comparing Cellustat hemostic gauze to the standard of care, showing less risk of post-surgical complications. UHP plans to expand indications for use with a study on laparoscopic procedures. Cellustat is an all-natural product designed to control bleeding, seeking approval for the human surgical market. Blue Lagoon delivers 1,000 tons to milling partner. Processing expected to begin by week's end. Blue Lagoon Resources, Inc. has delivered 1,000 tons of mineralized material to its milling partner, Nicola Mining, marking a key milestone in its transition to production. Processing of Dome Mountain material is set to begin by the end of the week. the company is focused on advancing underground development and workflow, including establishing an in-house assay laboratory to accelerate mining decisions. This move towards revenue generation is a significant step for Blue Lagoon, with first gold sales targeted for Q4 2025. The company plans to reinvest cash flow into exploration to expand its resource base while maintaining a commitment to sustainability and community engagement.
GeoVax announces British Journal of Hematology publication highlighting superior T-cell responses of GEO-CM4F1 in CLL patients. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced the publication of interim Phase 2 clinical data on its next-generation COVID-19 vaccine in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The GEO-CM04S1 vaccine demonstrated significantly stronger and more durable T-cell responses compared to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in CLL patients. Following the mRNA vaccine's failure to meet the primary endpoint, the trial will now exclusively proceed with GEO-CM04S1. This vaccine shows promise in addressing the immune limitations of immunocompromised individuals, with over 40 million U.S. adults and 400 million globally in need of better protection. GEO-CM04S1's dual antigen design promotes robust T-cell responses that are less impacted by immune dysfunction and viral variation, making it a potential solution for high-risk patients.
Lexzeria Bioscience Corp. announces $3.5 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Lexzeria Bioscience Corp. has announced a $3.5 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering includes the purchase and sale of 2,661,600 shares of common stock at $1.315 per share. Additionally, the company will issue unregistered warrants to purchase up to 2,661,600 shares of common stock with an exercise price of $1.99 per share. The closing of the offering is expected on December 16, 2025. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is the exclusive placement agent. The company plans to use the proceeds for research and development, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The offering is made under a shelf registration statement on Form S-3. For more information, visit Lexzeria Bioscience Corp's website.
Rugwild Beauty, luxury, high-efficacy skincare from the historic Rug Estate in Wales, now available in the U.S. on One Lavi and Amazon. Rugwild Beauty, the luxury organic skincare brand created on the iconic Rug Estate in North Wales, is now available in the U.S. on One Lavi and Amazon. American consumers can experience the brand's estate-grown purity, wild-foraged botanicals, and clinically relevant natural actives. Recent national TV features have further elevated its visibility in the U.S. market. Founded by Lord Robert Newborough, Rug Wild Beauty sets a new benchmark for luxury clean beauty. With ingredients sourced directly from the Rug Estate and proven efficacy in hydration, firmness, and radiance, the brand offers transparent, ethical luxury products that are Cosmos Organic certified, vegan, cruelty-free, and handcrafted in the UK.
Viva Beverage Law releases new liquor liability compliance guidance. Viva Beverage Law has released updated guidance to assist South Carolina alcohol businesses in understanding liquor liability insurance requirements and potential cost-saving measures for coverage. Founder Lauren Aquaviva's experience in alcohol licensing and tax matters provides valuable insight into regulatory decisions. Businesses licensed to sell alcohol for on-premises consumption in South Carolina must maintain a liquor liability insurance policy with at least $1 million in coverage if open after 5 p.m. Mitigation factors like stopping alcohol service by midnight or using a forensic digital ID verification system may reduce the required coverage limit. New applicants and renewing licensees can now submit mitigation documentation through My Doorway, with qualifying reductions taking effect starting January 1, 2026. For more information on insurance compliance and licensing procedures, visit Viva Beverage Law's website or submit inquiries through their online portal.
Set the tone from the top for 2026. True leadership defined by top motivational speaker Rocky Romanella. Top motivational speaker and best-selling author Rocky Romanella emphasizes the importance of true leadership in shaping environments where clarity, trust, and purpose thrive. In his newsletter, Setting the Tone for 2026, Romanella highlights the need for leaders to set the right tone to inspire, elevate, and guide. By committing to integrity, putting people first, embracing vision and innovation, striving for excellence, and leaving a legacy of leadership, leaders can ensure success in the year ahead. Romanella offers valuable resources on his website, including Forbes contributions, the Leadership Library podcast, and his book, Tighten the Lug Nuts: The Principles of Balanced Leadership. With over 4 decades of leadership experience, Romanella is a sought-after keynote speaker known for motivating and inspiring audiences worldwide.
Top questions homeowners have about kitchen remodeling. Homeowners embarking on a kitchen remodel often have questions about costs, timelines, design choices, storage, lighting, professional help, permits, sustainability, and ROI. The average cost of a full kitchen renovation ranges from $15,000 to $50,000, with high-end remodels exceeding this. The duration of a kitchen remodel can vary from 6 to 12 weeks. Design choices should reflect personal style and functionality. Creative storage solutions can maximize space. Layered lighting is recommended for a warm atmosphere. Hiring a professional is advised for complex projects. Permits may be required for certain renovations. Sustainability, such as eco-friendly materials, is important to many homeowners. A well-executed kitchen remodel can increase a home's value by 60 to 80%. By addressing these common questions, homeowners can feel more empowered and informed throughout their kitchen renovation journey.
When to consider a bathroom remodeling project. Recognizing the signs that indicate a need for a bathroom remodeling project is crucial for homeowners. Visible wear and tear, lack of space, outdated fixtures, and changing needs are common reasons to consider a makeover. By investing in a remodel, homeowners can enhance both functionality and aesthetics, creating a space that adds value to their home. Consulting with professionals, setting a budget, and establishing a clear vision are essential steps in the process. Stay attuned to the state of your bathroom to ensure timely and beneficial renovations that enhance your overall quality of life.
Understanding the time frame for a whole home remodel. When homeowners decide to undertake a whole home remodel, one of the most pressing questions they face is the time frame for the project. Understanding the timeline for a whole home remodel is crucial for effective planning and can significantly impact the overall success of the renovation. The first step is to establish a clear vision of what the homeowner wants to achieve, which can take anywhere from a few weeks to several months. Once the vision is established, engaging with home builders to create a detailed plan is critical. The construction phase can vary from 3 to 6 months, with stages like demolition, framing, and final inspections. Factors like permits, material selection, and open communication can impact the timeline. Homeowners should maintain open lines of communication with home builders throughout the process for a successful outcome. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.